It's a big day for NASA today. It's Anna and Raven. Perseverance is the rover that's ready to land on Mars. It's been up in the air on its way there for 7 months.
Yeah, it's a big deal. This is the most capable rover that's ever landed on another planet.
I keep hearing about the 7 minutes of terror, and I'm like, what is the 7 minutes of terror? So I watched a lot of YouTube videos, and this is what it comes down to.
Entry, descent, and landing is often referred to as the 7 minutes of terror because it takes about 7 minutes to get from the top of the atmosphere of Mars to the ground safely.
But the cool part about it is that nobody can interfere. It's all the computers on board that cover the whole thing. So there's no like human that can push a button and abort mission or anything like that.
In the words of Tom Cruise and Top Gun, Anna Zapp, you don't have time to think. If you think, you're dead.
Very alarming. In your life, what was your 7 minutes of terror?
Well, I tell you, number one, 7 minutes doesn't sound like a long time unless, of course, you're terrified, Anna
yes.
Zapp. Last summer, I'm a little bit pasty. I've got a tan, but it's not great. I'm out at the local water park. They've got those exploration zip lines. They're way up high. All right. I'm an old guy now. I'm not supposed to go up on the real high cliff and stand over the edge and do the zip lines. But of course, I'm there with my kid. He's 23. He's got his girlfriend there. There's no, you know, I got to keep up face.
Mm-hmm.
We go up on the hill. I'm all in the harness. I'm all ready to go. I'm trying to put on the brave face. I'm ready to zip line down. A little girl starts crying on the other platform next door.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, everybody's got to stop and try and encourage this little girl because all four zip lines got to go at the same time. You know what's going on this entire time while she's going back and forth deciding whether or not she's going to go down this thing?
What?
I'm staring down at this cliff.
Oh, boy.
And now I'm looking at the water, and now I'm questioning my own safety here.
Yeah.
As this person making minimum wage who has just checked my harness is looking over going, no, 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 you'll be fine. By the way, that little girl, 7 years old, maybe she didn't need to be there. If they're telling her to go, what are they telling me to go for?
How many times did you ask if it could hold your weight, the harness?
Oh, man. It was 7 minutes, maybe, but it felt like a lifetime.
Oddly, my 7 minutes of terror is somewhat similar, but a lot more dangerous. At least when you're here in America, there's like guidelines and things like that.
OSHA.
My husband and I were just dating. It was our first vacation we ever took together. Dominican Republic, and we went on one of those excursions. Now, things happen on those excursions that are not okay. And we went on one that was a waterfall climb, which sounded beautiful. In my mind, being a romantic 20-year-old girl,
sure.
I'm thinking like, oh, it's going to be these beautiful waterfalls. So we get there, you have to climb up the waterfalls, but these aren't like beautiful, like gentle waterfalls.
There's not a staircase?
No. There's no staircase.
Okay.
It is rushing gallons of water that want to try to kill you. So now we're going up. And he's like, take my hand. And like the guide is like 70 feet above us climbing these bare rocks. There's no gentle like slope or anything like that. And the water is gushing down. And I lose the top of my bathing suit. So he quickly takes off his t-shirt.
Your man.
And he throws it to me. My husband. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I put it on to cover myself, basically drowning in this waterfall.
Right.
And we finally get to the top. One little detail they left out.
What's that?
To get back down to the donkeys, because you have to ride the donkey back to the pickup truck
of
where
course.
We got there. Of course. How else do you get around in Punta Cana?
Obviously.
You have to jump off the cliff. There's no other way down. Like the hell to get up there wasn't bad enough. You have to jump off the cliff. And I don't have a bathing suit on top on. I'm wearing a soaking wet blue t-shirt. Like I'm in a Girls Gone Wild video.
Well, look. I mean, you're here alive, so clearly we know what happened. When you look at it like that, landing on Mars should be easy.
7 minutes terror. They got nothing on us. There's a website where you pay celebrities to make you personalized videos. It's called Cameo.com, and it's really popular. It's Anna and Raven. And Raven, I've noticed that celebrities have raised their prices over the course of the last couple years.
There's some more bigger personalities on there at this point.
That's right. Let's play Cameo Prices Right.
Oh.
I'm going to give you a celebrity, Raven. You play a clip of one of their videos, and then you guess how much they cost.
Let's do it.
Well, hello, Mackie. It's me, Paula Abdul. So the Littleton family reached out to me and wanted me to give you a shout out and wish you a very happy 19th birthday. And I want to wish your band called the Bobby Lees the best of luck ever.
Paula Abdul.
Best of luck ever.
Yeah, but it's so funny because Paula Abdul sounds like a robot in her videos.
But she's one of the better ones that I've heard.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're terrible.
Oh, they are. They're awful. But
let me just ask you a question.
Yeah.
What 19-year-old wants Paula Abdul to call that knows Paula Abdul at 19?
Well, she was on American Idol. Last night they had the finale of Masked Dancer. She was a judge on that.
A runaway hit, Masked Dancer. From what I gather, it's going to be the finale forever. I don't think that show's coming back.
I don't think so either. All right. How much do you think it costs to get a video from Paula Abdul?
I'm going to go with $250. $250 for Paula Abdul.
$399.
Oh, man.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. Congratulations on your success, Paula Abdul. I do love that. What's the commercial about arthritis?
Mm.
She looks great. She can still do it.
All right. Here's next.
Hey, Colin, Jerry Springer here, and congratulations. I understand you won your unemployment battle for being wrongfully terminated. Congratulations on that. And you did well on your sports betting. Good luck to you. I hope you have success in finding another job. And in the meantime, take care of yourself.
I can't help
and
it.
Each other.
I can't help
you
it.
You can make them say anything.
And he closes with his tagline.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, all of them have a gimmick. I'm like, man, I need a gimmick.
Oh, man, I love that. All right, I'm going to take a shot.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Jerry's always been a man of the people. I'm just going to go $125. $125 for Jerry Springer.
You're close. He's a bargain at $135.
He is a bargain. That's amazing.
They'll say anything. Literally, you could tell them to say anything, and these celebrities will say anything.
I love that he finishes with his tagline.
Yeah.
Well, I heard that you lost your job, but you'll be all right.
Yeah.
I heard you know you, but at least you're out of jail.
Next.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens at Bongo's Bingo. It's Carol Baskin here, and I just wanted to say hi. Hi, and I hope you guys are having the most amazing night, enjoying your Mardi Gras celebrations. Oh my catnips. I love celebrations. Have an amazing party and try not to be catatonic.
Oh, man.
Stay cool, cats.
All right, cool cats and kittens.
That's terrible.
Carol Baskin from Tiger King, who allegedly fed her husband to the tigers. We can't prove it, but we'll see.
Well, you know.
How much do you think Carol Baskin is?
You know what? She's obviously a celebrity of the moment, so I'm going to take it up. I'm going to go $300 for Carol Baskin.
I am so sad to tell you that it's $299.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
By a dollar.
All right, last one. Ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Catherine. Kenny G here. Hey, surprise, but you know, JP and AC reached out to me. They want you to know that Cleveland is for families. They are so desperate for you to move to Cleveland, they wanted me to break out the sax for a serenade for you.
Yes! Yes!
Raven, how much for Kenny G to serenade you quick?
I'm going to go $150. $150.
$295.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it takes a lot to get me to go to Cleveland.
And make a note. I want to go. I want that for Valentine's Day next year for my husband. 100%.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. If you have one of these ready in every situation, that is all I need to know about you. Raven, so far this morning, less is more, unless more is more.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
What a world we live in.
Right.
Yep.
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 Euphemisms.
Yeah. At the end of the day.
That's right.
You have dropped three of these already. And I realized this last night with my husband. I'm like, if you're one of these people, it's like everything you talk about, it's like you have to have something to say. So you just bust out one of these phrases that makes no sense whatsoever. It's not really saying anything.
Does it
That's
make
all
no
I need
sense?
To know about you.
Or is it actually deeply prophetic is what it is. I mean, it's all about your mindset, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so some of those are your mindset. Some of these phrases, I mean, they work so great in different situations. You just don't know.
Lately, it's been aggravating to me. And you do that so
it's bothering
often.
You?
Yeah.
I've been trained that way.
Have you?
Yeah. Go ahead. Your husband is doing what?
Well, last night, this is in my head, and this is why I was so tuned to it this morning, is that I couldn't find my water bottle. You know, like I have my water bottle.
It's something that Anna always has with her.
Yeah, and I couldn't find it. So I'm looking. Finally, I find it, right? First thing my husband says, it's always in the last place you look.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I found it. That's why. I stopped looking because I found it.
Yes.
And if you were worried, it was in my computer bag the whole time.
I wasn't worried, but thank you. I had a boss that he did it. We called it Boydisms. His name was Boyd Arnold, and he was a gunnery sergeant in the Marine Corps. And I'm pretty sure that that's where he got a lot of this stuff from. And he had a euphemism for every single situation. Good, bad, middle of the road, nothing going on whatsoever. And he just used to, I mean, that was how he led us. Mm. And we were a bunch of misfits at the time. And so, you know, you'd always be getting in trouble. You'd be like in the principal's office or whatever. And he would always feed you these euphemisms. We call them Boydisms. And now that's just, I remember every one of them.
And you you say that.
I can't even help it. They just come right out. I can't even help it. Sometimes it's like a pat on the back. Other times it's like a foot on the top of your head.
Okay. Yep.
Just push you back down.
We forgot to bring out the trash for trash pickup day.
Yeah.
My husband, what will be, will be.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. What are you talking about?
I guess it wasn't meant to be.
It's the trash pickup.
Yeah.
Come on.
If you're racing into work, at 3 or 4, whatever time it is in the morning, when it's very early morning, it's dark out, there's nobody on the road, how about just wake up 5 minutes earlier? I got passed today. I wouldn't even say passed. I got like harassed and then passed by two vehicles that were doing, I don't know, they were racing in and out of traffic. There's no real traffic. So they're just kind of like huddled around me and they're like fast and furious trying to get to work on like 30-year-old Honda Accord. Like, it's just ridiculous.
How do you know they were trying to get into work? Maybe they were just racing and being dumb.
I guess that could be the possibility, too. The possibility is there. But, I mean, just relax or wake up 5 minutes earlier.
It's funny you bring that up because I think that because we go to work so early in the morning, when I see people driving like that, I always wonder, are they like me? They're just up really early. Or
are they going home? Yes.
From the end of a long night. It's always that fine line in between.
Well,
so.
Typically I would agree with you on that, except the world is closed most of the times at those hours of the day at this point in life. So, you know, slow down, guys.
Yeah. It's definitely all I need to know about you. Have you ever had to be carried out of somewhere? 1-800-330-9999. What happened? It's Anna and Raven. I've been thinking about it. Mm-hmm. This all comes up because Ashley Judd, she's an activist, actress, and she was in the Congo, and she was doing some research on chimpanzees. Right? She had a terrible, terrible accident while she was there, and she injured her leg. Here she is talking about it.
I'm passing out. My teeth are chattering. I'm in a cold sweat.
Judd then carried out in a 3-hour trek through the forest before being put on a motorbike.
What they did to save her is incredible. It really, truly is. They carried her like for like 8 hours. They had to carry her to get her somewhere where she could get the help that she needed to repair her leg.
That was very nice, obviously.
And I think anytime you have to be carried anywhere, it's such a helpless moment because you're like, you're just kind of like, you're at the will of somebody else, like just trying to help you. Unless the only time I thought about it that it's actually a good thing to be carried out is like if you just won something and they're carrying you on their shoulders,
right?
And they're parading you around.
But you know, there's always a bit of instability too. It's like jumping into a mosh pit. You're not quite sure if people are going to be there to catch you. So even the most well-intentioned people, when they pick you up and carry you out of somewhere, they're not used to carrying people every single day. It's not like the easiest, most comfortable thing to do. So here you are with a broken leg in a sheet being carried underneath a tree, basically, that they cut down to carry you out with.
Yeah.
It doesn't look comfortable. It doesn't look good. But thank God they did it. I mean, six hours.
Yeah, it was crazy.
She would have never made it.
Yeah, it was incredible. And I was thinking about it. I'm like, when did I have to be carried out of somewhere?
Right.
Because all negative things pop into my head. But then I think about my sorority sister, Joanne Strini. Joanne, if you are listening, I love you forever for this. But
where did she carry you out of?
We were in Mexico on spring break. This is going back to my college years. Okay.
Yeah.
And we were at this bar. We were out partying. We were in college. And I'll never forget it. I was standing and dancing on top of the bar. Now,
of course.
That's what everybody does.
Right.
It's not like really random for that to happen. Everyone does it.
Everybody does it. I wasn't being promiscuous or crazy.
Nothing.
No, everybody does. It's required in Cancun, right?
But I'll never forget it.
Okay, ringleader.
It was
Anna Zapp.
Two hands on my back. I'll never forget the feeling. And to this day, everyone says there was nobody behind me.
Right.
But I felt two hands push me from behind.
Shoved you.
Yes. And I fell. And I severely sprained my foot to the point where I could not stand. And Joanne, being the hero that she is, she came up and she picked me right up. Scooped me right up.
Yep.
And she carried me out. And I'll never forget being like, Man, she's strong.
Was that the end of the evening, or did you go to the Coco Bongo Club after?
No, I had to go to the Mexican emergency room.
Oh, come on.
Yes. Have you ever been in a Mexican emergency room?
No, I can't say that I have, and I don't want to be.
The doctor said to me, he goes, he's like, oh, my gosh, what happened? I go, somebody pushed me off the bar. He goes, oh, I mean to your pants. They're all dirty. And then he gave me a shot of tequila. I kid you not.
That's the medication.
For real. That's what they did.
Well, it brings down the swelling.
Yeah,
I don't think they took you to a real hospital. It was like somebody's garage, and they put a sign above it that had a cross on it, and they were like, okay, here we go. Let's ring this up.
No, it was it was definitely a white room. I remember that.
I want to know, how many people were you with, just so I know?
Oh, it was my entire sorority. There had to be like 30 of us that went down together.
30 friends of yours,
yeah.
And not one witnessed anybody around you whatsoever, but you swear to this day that you were shoved maliciously.
They said there was no one behind me.
There wasn't!
But there was two hands on my back. Sometimes I wonder if it was Jesus. I was like, is somebody just
Yeah, we're
going to
make
off?
Some life choices, right?
Right. It was like somebody trying to help me out. When did you have to be carried out? It's a true story. 1-800-330-9999.
Jesus shoved me.
It's coming up next with Anna and Raven. When did you have to be carried out of somewhere? Was it for a good reason or a not great reason? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Ashley Judd, she's an actress, activist. She had to be carried out of the Congo forest because she was doing some research on primates, shattered her leg in like four different places. They had to carry her like 8 hours. It was crazy.
Listen, you want to hang out with primates, all right? There's some risks that come with this stuff, Anna Zapp.
Did you ever have to get carried out of somewhere, Raven?
You know, ironically, you were just talking about getting carried out of a Mexican bar, right?
Yes.
And ironically, the last time that I can really recall being carried out of a place, it also happened in Mexico. So back to that lovely place we go, except you fell off a bar. I was carried out of a hotel area by the Federales.
Why?
Was what happened there. So we got there early, family vacation, lots of tequila, hot sun. One of the younger guys needed to go back up to his hotel room. He's passed out, too much tequila. Unbeknownst to us, they will actually carry you up to the hotel room if you just ask them for that. But we were hanging out with a bunch of guys from England that day, so we figured, you know, we're allies, we'll do this together. We decided we were going to carry him up to his hotel room on the patio chair.
Yeah.
It's marble everywhere in Mexico in a lobby. I'm not sure if you know that. So obviously they asked us to put him down. We didn't. There was a lot of tequila, as I mentioned again.
No, that's not good.
Argument ensued. Federales came, dragged me out, threw me in the back of a pickup truck. Not fun.
Yeah, what I've learned is a lot of people get carried places in Mexico.
That's
that is for
true.
Sure. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. When did you have to be carried out of somewhere?
I was carried out with a sprained ankle at a community pool. It was one of those pools with the signs that says, you know, no running around the pool, and they're directed at 8-year-olds. The only problem was I was in my 20s.
Oh.
Running.
Good.
Slipped. Broke my ankle.
Nice.
Carried out.
Nice. Nice.
I hope the lifeguard was hot.
Yeah. He's like one of those pools with the sign. That's all pools, man. Every pool has that sign unless it's in your buddy's backyard.
Yeah, the pool, the signs that you always see, no diving in the shallow end and no running on the side.
They're there for your safety.
It's Anna and Raven. When were you carried out of somewhere?
I broke my wrist and shattered my ankle riding a mechanical bull down in New Orleans for my friend's bachelorette party.
Oh, man. That is absolutely
bad.
Don't they usually put, like, cushions underneath? When you get put a mechanical bull on a concrete slab?
You got ran over by that bull. Like a stampede. Did you slip through the pads?
I mean, I landed pretty hard, and it was... And honestly, I was two sheets to the wind at that point,
sure.
I didn't land properly anywhere.
Usually that'll help you, right?
Yeah.
Usually if you're lit up, they say that, you know, you're a little bit more fluid when you land there, but apparently you landed on the concrete, right?
It's like she was riding a real bull. She didn't even realize it.
Right. Decided to get in there with him. You were like a rodeo clown. Perfect.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When were you carried out of somewhere?
Okay, I have the best story. Back in school, I had to be carried by my science teacher out of a museum on a field trip because I slipped and fell down the stairs.
Well, you sound like you're taking it pretty good, but that's embarrassing when that happens in front of everybody. Yeah.
It was embarrassing. It was mortifying.
Oh my gosh.
You know, I was in grade school, and just everything is embarrassing.
Imagine imagine a teacher having to carry you anywhere.
Mm.
Yeah.
And they just, you know, they smell like teacher. Did you break anything or anything like that?
I sprained it really bad, so I couldn't walk.
So but not even a broken bone. You got carried out. You just sobbed on the bus the rest of the day for no reason. That's terrible.
Right. And I had to wear like one of those bandits. Like, I didn't even get a cool cast.
When did you have to be carried out of somewhere? Was it for a good reason or a bad reason? Head to our Facebook page. Search Anna and Raven. Terrible weather throughout Texas right now. There's power outages, record-breaking cold, and snow. It's Anna and Raven.
It's a winter wonderland, Anna's app.
Well,
come on.
Yeah, you know.
Rejoice.
It's not good.
It's dangerous.
It's really dangerous and it's terrible. My brother, my sister-in-law, and my nieces and nephew live in Dallas. So this is an interesting experience for them because my nieces and nephew have never seen snow before.
Sure.
Not at their house anyway.
I mean, it's fun for the first couple hours. When the power's out for a day and a half, then it's no longer fun.
Yeah. Jasmine, my sister-in-law, was saying how they've been doing something at their house where it's intermittent outages.
Yes.
So they turn it on for 2 hours, they turn it off for 2 hours. I don't know. It's all awful.
I mean, let's face it. Certain areas of the country were built better for it. Other areas, not so much.
But Hunter and Taylor, who are my niece and nephew, who are 8 and 10, are pumped about the snow.
Over the moon.
For the first time ever, they get to go sledding in their neighborhood. And, like, they're all excited about it. So they call and they're telling us and they're sending videos. But they have one problem.
Yeah.
They don't have sleds. They don't have sleds.
Right.
What do they need sleds for?
Right. There's not a snowblower in the garage. Right. Yeah. You don't plan for those type of things down there. Right.
So they have gotten so creative. Now, immediately when they told me this, you know, being the aunt that I am, what do? I go on Amazon because I'm going to send them sleds, right? Yes, of course. Zia's going to come through.
I'm going to save the day.
You can't even get a sled to them. There's no sleds available. So now they have to get creative. And what are they going to use around the house? So they started sending me all these videos of different ways that they've been sledding.
Okay, what have they used so far?
Amazon boxes, not great. They
not
get
great.
Wet. They don't get enough traction. They can't make it down the hill.
Right, right.
I suggested to use the baby tub. Hadley, the little one, she's one. The baby tub is like a plastic little tub.
Sure.
And Taylor's pretty small for 8, so I feel like she could cram right in
there. Right, shove her in there and then, throw her down the hill.
Also not good.
Not working.
No.
Okay.
The one thing that they have found to be really good is baking sheets. Like, they can really take it down on baking sheets.
Right, right. Well, that's fast. You know, the whole thing is that the more dangerous something is, the faster it's going to go. Therefore, the more fun it's going to be. So
yeah.
If you've got a baking sheet, it's metal. Obviously, you get that thing wet, it's pretty slick. It's going to go. That goes right in line with my suggestion, which is the hood of the car. If you've got an extra hood of a car laying around or something like that, that is a great sled for you and three of your friends.
I don't think they have one of those.
Just be careful once you fall off of it that the hood of the car does not land on top of you after.
You know what I suggested that we did in college, and
what's
it used
up?
To work great for us? We used to take the cushions off the couches, and we would wrap them in big black garbage bags.
Nice.
And we would slide on that. They said they tried it, didn't work. How is that possible? I don't know. Maybe Dallas snow is different.
About
I don't know.
Two cases of Natty Light.
Well, yeah. Maybe that has to do with it.
A card table, maybe, on its top, right? You fold the legs down. Same premise, though, here. Metal. The more metal you have, the better you're going to be. And then if you want to do it like river otter style, you just go scuba suit and you just hurl your body. Right down the hill.
That's the other problem. They don't have winter heavy clothes.
Right.
So I'm looking at them. I'm like, layer up, guys. Layer up. You're going to get sick.
Well, good luck, guys.
It's all this week's random news that you may have missed. The only catch? It's timed. 3 minutes and 30 seconds of news on a Thursday. It's Anna and Raven. Raven, set the clock. All right, let's start with IHOP. IHOP is not giving away free pancakes this year for National Pancake Day. It's
sad
the first
news.
Time in over a decade. And they're blaming COVID. They're saying that they don't want to do it because of COVID, which doesn't really make sense to me, but they're saying they don't want the crowds to come in. But can't they do appointment-based or something like that? How do you get rid of free pancakes?
Listen, I'll take my free stack out in the parking lot. Seriously.
Like, take it to go, right?
Right. I mean, come on.
All right.
If I'm a senior, I actually got a mailer from AARP the other day, and I'm thinking to myself, did they make a mistake? And then I'm thinking to myself, can I use this to cut the line?
Mm-hmm. Other big news this morning. Perseverance. My gosh, that word was hard to say.
Yes.
That's the Mars rover that is set to land on Mars today. It launched 7 months ago and it's scheduled to land at 3:55. Now, here's the crazy part about this. It's going to be really tense for 7 minutes because that's when there's no human interaction with the actual rover, and it's got to land all by itself based on computers.
Not sure if you know this, too. It's only the second time in human history that they'll be using something called the Sky Crane. Worked before. Who did it? The USA.
They call it the 7 minutes of terror. Because during that 7 minutes, they don't know what's going to happen. Think about the fact that there's all these scientists and people at NASA that have spent years, years working on this. And it's going to come down to 7 minutes when they're completely powerless.
And it's probably worth about $3 billion.
Yeah. So 3:55, that's the big projected time for touchdown today. We'll see what happens. Also today, National Drink Wine Day. And according to a survey, 74% of people usually drink one or two glasses in a single sitting, and 9% drink at least five glasses, or they just finish the entire bottle.
Well, it is a holiday, so if you're two glasses in at 9:30 this morning, best to you.
I don't know. I don't believe in these national anything
days. Because they're fake.
Because they're fake.
That's
and,
right.
And who plans it on a Thursday? Shouldn't it be on a Friday when you don't have to get up and go to work the next day?
Like the Super Bowl?
story for another time. Up next, a 51-year-old woman in Indiana just learned that she has a twin. And it's a guy that she went to high school with who lives just a few blocks away from her. Imagine that you went to high school with your twin brother and you had no idea. That's what all these DNA tests are doing now. They're making you realize all these crazy things that you never would have known.
Well, I really hope that she didn't date him.
Yeah. Well, right. They were adopted separately at birth. What happens if they, like, what if they went to prom together?
Would have been messy.
Oh, my gosh. Would you want to know that you had a twin that went to high school with you and you didn't know all these years later?
Yeah, I mean, of course I would want to know. I mean, if I have family, I want to know.
Okay. Mardi Gras was this past week, and since there were no actual parades or floats, people decorated their yards with floats, and they called it Yardi Gras.
I saw that, actually.
Love it.
Yeah, it was very creative. It was nice. At the same time, it's not as good as being naked on Bourbon Street and having beads thrown at me, but it's still a good time. It looks fun.
Put your shirt on, Raven. But also, for St. Patrick's Day, we were discussing this. We were like, okay, we've got our own idea. Forget Yardi Gras. How about St. Portrix? Right?
Right.
That would be awesome.
It would be so much better to just be out.
Okay.
You know, and having a good time like regular.
And there's now a support group for women named Karen. The name Karen has obviously had a rough couple of years. And now there's a woman in Michigan. She's trying to start a network of support groups for women named Karen. So far, it's not really going that great. Her Facebook page only has a dozen members. But I feel bad for them. Uh-oh, there it goes. 3 minutes and 30 seconds is up. If you saw somebody stealing, what would you do? Would you rat them out? Would you be a snitch? Would you just keep your mouth shut? Santa and Raven, is that Walmart? Is that a self-checkout? I like to do the self-checkout because I like the power of scanning things and seeing how much they cost.
Are you a scanner person where you drag it over the scanner? Or are you the person where you grab the scanner gun?
Well, here's the thing is normally I like to scan over the thing.
Yeah.
But the other day I really got into the gun.
Oh,
like,
the gun is the
minute.
Best.
No. I mean, I can shoot things in the carriage with this thing.
It is the best. And now you don't have to wait. You know how it's always like, oh, wait for weight. You know, like you have to weigh certain items or whatever. Forget that. And God forbid something fall on the bagging area. Now the weight is off. Now they think you're stealing something. The gun is the best.
Either way, out of the corner of my eye, I see on the left side there is a gentleman probably in his I was about 37 years old, and he was relatively well-dressed, okay. I would say. And I saw him, and I saw him, like, glance over his shoulder to the lady that kind of monitors everything that's going on in the self-checkout area.
Right, there's always one person with a smock
who
you know, scans their card when there's a problem.
When there's a problem, they come over. And he took the box, and he was buying, like, dog food. And it's like the packages of dog food, the boxes of dog food. And I saw he scanned the first one, and then he put it in the carriage. And then the second one, he, like, raised it too high and then put it over and then quickly put it in. And then I was about to be like, oh, sir, it didn't. And then I caught myself. I go, wait a minute. And I didn't say anything.
He was slick about it in one motion.
Yeah.
So, you know, he meant to do that.
Exactly. And then he did where he paid for the third one, but then he went too high again with the fourth one.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like, oh, no, this guy is stealing.
He's trained. He's done this several times before. And then, of course, he's making it so, oh, well, I scanned him. Yeah, I didn't look at my receipt, so I didn't know. So he's thinking that he'd have some sort of argument should, you know, loss prevention stop him at the door.
Right.
He's very slick. He's doing this all the time.
So then I'm like, well, of course, here's the devil on my shoulder and the angel on the other side. This guy probably is having a rough time. We're in a pandemic. He lost his job. He's got to feed his dog.
Could be.
Yeah. And then the other part of me is like, no, like, you're stealing. Like, that's exactly what you're
doing. I buy dog food. You're raising the price for me.
So what did I do? Nothing. I kept my head down, and then I just battled it in my mind what, since Saturday, so a few days now, almost a whole entire week, it's just been in my head that, like, should I have said something? But then I also believe, mind your business. That's the, he's doing it, not you. It has nothing to do with you. Keep your mouth shut, which, well, is exactly what I did. But is that right?
I think a lot has to do with, too, is who you consider what they're stealing and who they're stealing from. So here's, you know, food at this point. It's not human food, and they're taking it from Walmart. And you might view Walmart as, you know, your local store where you can get everything that you need or whatever. On the other hand, you might view Walmart as the man. Right? It's the establishment. It's the thing that's raising my prices and not stocking my shelves, you know, quick enough or whatever it may be. And you're mad at them. So, you know, it's possible. So that affects your decision, too.
For the record, I love Walmart. and I feel bad about the whole thing. What would you have done in that situation? Would you have said anything, or would you have kept your mouth shut? And have you ever snitched on anybody before? What did you snitch about? So Mike just texted, rats get bats. That's a different take on it. It's in on Raven. You've heard the phrase that snitches get stitches, but what do you do when you're actually in that situation? Yeah, I was at Walmart, and I was doing the self-checkout. I love the whole thing. I love scanning it. Like, I think it's so fun. It's like
the freedom.
Yeah, it's like being in, like, Las Vegas at a casino, you know?
They're getting rid of all the regular people at this point. Now most stores you go into, there used to be, like, one dock where, you know, the self-scanning is going on. Now I'm going into my stores, there's two docks on either side of the store, and they're self-scanning.
Yeah, so what do you do when you see somebody stealing there? It's exactly what happened to me. The guy was stealing dog food, and he was pretending to scan it. He would scan one, and then he would go higher so it wouldn't scan.
Right.
And the lady that was, like, running the place, like, she wouldn't notice. And I didn't say anything, and I felt guilty about it because I was like, keep your head down, mind your business. It's nobody's business but, you know, his.
You used to be the person that I heard mention citizen's arrest the most in my lifetime, actually.
Yeah.
Was something you wanted to do.
I always wanted to citizen arrest somebody, but when it came to something like that, I couldn't bring myself to do it.
I feel like it comes down to two. A lot of times the moral question is going to be, who are they stealing from and what are they stealing?
Exactly. And he's right? Stealing dog food. He certainly looked well-dressed. What would you have done? Would you have snitched, and have you ever snitched? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Anna and Raven.
I've been in that situation twice. So once I was a teenager, my friends were doing the stealing. I turned around and walked out. I did not report them. The second time it was a mother and her daughter. And she had a loaf of bread wrapped up as a baby, and she was stealing peanut butter, and I offered to pay for it. In your situation, I may have said to the guy, may I help you pay for that? But I don't know that I would have had the chutzpah to do that. So I probably would have done the exact same thing as you. I wouldn't have reported it.
Right. Yeah. You know, that's the thing. If you see somebody stealing a roast or a loaf of bread,
it's
obviously
different.
Yeah.
100%.
They need that. And,
yeah.
And nobody should have to steal for food. I totally agree with that.
Yep.
On the other hand, if you steal the radio out of my neighbor's car, I'm gonna snitch you out. I'm going to grab you and hold you until the authorities get there.
I don't know if you're familiar with AG jeans, but they're expensive. And that's what this guy was wearing. And that's what bothered me.
Okay.
Because you don't put on those jeans. You know, it was all I kept thinking about.
I've never even heard of those jeans.
Right.
But I tell you right now that you probably should have told somebody about them.
And on Raven, what would you have done in that situation? Would you have snitched?
Absolutely not.
No, you would have kept your mouth shut.
Absolutely. I've been in those situations with my sister. She steals all the time. And I'm always just standing there like, what should I do? Should I just keep my mouth shut? I should just go with the flow, you know?
You should stop hanging out with your sister. I mean, does she have a job? I mean, if she's gainfully employed, she should stop stealing.
She's a college student, so I don't blame her, you know?
When is the last time you did snitch on somebody? Or has your sister trained you to never snitch in your life?
Ever.
My sister trained me. I'm never going to snitch.
He's like, I'd rather die.
Anna and Raven, what would you have done? Would you have snitched, or would you not have done anything?
I don't think I would have done anything, just like you. But I did snitch on someone years ago because I was a pastry chef, and there was a chef stealing all this meat from the restaurant, and I had to go to the hotel owner because the security guys were in it too. And they had to do like a stakeout, and they found this guy stealing and all this meat from his brother's deli.
I see what you did there. A stakeout, huh? That guy got his rump roasted. Yeah, it's well done.
See, you did it. You said well done. You're so proud of yourself.
I can't stop. I worked like three in a moment there. I can do this all day.
If you saw somebody stealing, would you snitch? 1-800-330-9999. Dan on Raven. Saw a guy at Walmart, self-checkout. Definitely wasn't paying for the dog food. He would pay for one, and then he would scan too high on the other and pretend like, you know, nobody would notice. And the truth of the matter is, probably nobody did notice except for me.
Here's the thing. If he was going in there and you thought that he was stealing to feed his hungry dog, that would have been one thing. Dog food is expensive, some of it. But he's buying pricey dog food. He's wearing a pricey outfit. He looks like he's well put together.
Right.
And he's paying for half of them. He's just not paying for all of them.
He's just stealing.
It's different. He's just stealing. That's right.
What would you have done? Would you have snitched? And when was the last time that you snitched? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Anna and Raven.
In this instance, I don't know that I would have snitched, but I understand your quandary. I would have gone to the guy and said, hey, I don't think your scanner's working so well. It's only catching ones or two. I think the gun must not be working. And maybe that would have gotten the attention of the person in the smock, or maybe he would have just thought twice before he went ahead and did it, knowing that somebody caught him.
What if I just went over his shoulder and I was like, I see you.
That would have been good, too. Right. Could have been effective, right.
So the time I did snitch, and to this day I still can't believe that I did it, I was at a local mall and I was at a Panera with panoramic windows out on the parking lot. And I watched for a minute, and I'm looking and I'm seeing this guy outside go from car to car, stealing from each car. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I think that guy's actually stealing. So why I went out and decided to confront this person, I don't know, but I did. I went directly out to the car. I said, excuse me, sir, can I help you? Is this your car? And he looked at me and looked a little bewildered. And I said, I don't think this is your car. In fact, I don't think any of these are your car. It was a Sunday morning. I'm like, God sees you. Somebody sees you doing this. And then I saw a security car driving around that patrols the mall. And I started yelling for his attention, and I started chasing the guy.
Chased him?
And the security car saw him running after this guy, and he went and flagged him down. And within like a minute, there were police cars there, and they arrested him and took him away, and I never heard another word about it.
That was kind of bold for the loose change in the stranger's car. You should have just grabbed security for moment one. Maybe called the waiter. Hey,
yeah.
Get somebody out there. But, I credit you as trying to do the right thing.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Would you snitch if you saw somebody stealing? And when was the last time did you snitch?
I'm going to be honest. I probably would. If I saw someone stealing something, I would say something. It's just wrong. I just think it's wrong. Whatever the circumstances, you can work around it. I would probably snitch.
And when was the last time you actually did snitch?
So I hope they're not listening, but I complained to our HOA. My neighbor was inviting his stupid friends to dump their trash in our neighborhood dumpster. And it just ticked me off because I'm like, what? Don't they have homes? Like, don't they have their own place to dump their own trash?
Yeah, but they probably don't have dumpsters where they can put, like, dishwashers and nobody would say anything.
I'm going to get this dresser right in here.
Yep.
I was just so sick of it. So I complained.
Yeah, you're a snitcher.
I filed a complaint.
That's
a snitch.
You're a snitcher. That's two snitches.
Yep.
It's two snitches. You would have done one snitch. Theoretical snitch. Reality snitch. You're a snitcher.
I'm that girl.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Would you have snitched in that situation? And when was the last time you did snitch?
I mean, if I saw someone stealing like that in that situation, I wouldn't snitch. However, I did snitch on my brother last month. He runs a family business, and he forgot to pay the mortgage.
Oh.
And so I told my dad, and I'm 35, so.
Right.
There's something about telling on your brother or telling on your sister, no matter what age it is, that's still oddly satisfying. You know? It's like it brings you back to being a kid all over again. Mom! Yeah.
Mortgage 3 weeks back isn't necessarily embezzlement. Might have just been like no auto pay, but okay. Dad!
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Brenda and Rich. Brenda, what's going on?
So our female neighbor is recently divorced, and she keeps calling my husband Rich over to come fix her issues. Like, first the drain wouldn't drain, for example. Then a week later, she called to see if he could get a bird out of the chimney. This week, she called because her washing machine wasn't working, and she didn't know what was going on, she says, anyway. And I'm like, just cut it. Just stop. Call a handyman. My husband is saying he's being neighborly. Plus, after the divorce, he offered to help if she needed it. I will say, like, she does have two small kids and a full-time job. I get that he wants to help out, but he's not carrying her groceries. He's just doing odd things in the house.
Well, I mean, I would find it more strange if she was asking him to come over and carry in the groceries.
Right.
If these are things that she really needs help with. Rich, you offered to help her?
Yeah, of course. You know, it was just kind of tongue-in-cheek. I offered, and yeah, I didn't think that she was going to, you know, take me up on it three times in a row, but
Yeah, that sounds a little bit busier than normal. How does it feel to be the handyman for Wisteria Lane? Because you are getting around, bro. You are getting around.
No, you know, I'm just tapping her out. It's a neighborly thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. Brenda, it's an insecurity issue, or you don't like the fact that your husband keeps running over there, or because it's another woman? What's your hang-up on it?
Sometimes I need him for things, and it feels like she takes precedent right now.
Yeah, and when somebody needs a favor, it's always the worst time, too.
Yeah, it's just making me uncomfortable.
And he's not going to be there to fix every situation. I get it. It adds up, Anna. 1, 2, 3 things in a week, a bird in a chimney. Wow.
Yeah. I also feel bad for her. To be honest, she went through divorce. She has two small kids. Yeah, like all that. I'm like, well, let's go help the lady out. She needs some help.
She doesn't have a single friend on the planet, I guess.
Well,
besides them.
The guy next door offers to help out, and like you're all of a sudden your washing machine isn't working. Like, you just call him. Maybe he knows what's wrong. Well, you know what? Let's see what the audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Brenda. It's too much. 3 calls in a short period of time. How long are these 3 calls? How long has it been?
2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's pretty busy for two weeks.
And maybe they're saying it's too much, and they'll agree with you, Brenda. They may see Rich's side, too, that he offered, and she's taking him up, and you got to have a little compassion. Brenda and Rich are good neighbors, so when one of their neighbors recently went through a divorce, Rich reached out and said, hey, if you need any help, I'm always here. I'm next door. Call me. Here's the thing. She calls. She's called quite a bit, 3 times over the last 2 weeks, and now Brenda says, listen, tell her no more. It's not your job to run over there and take care of every small problem she has in her house.
Well, that's really the thing, right? I mean, we all want to be good neighbors. I've got neighbors that I would offer help to all the time when you're outside. Often, you're not called up on those things. Now, if you do call me up on that thing, I'll be there to help you out. But if all of a sudden you've called me 3 times in 2 weeks, again, I can't be the only person that you go to. You're going to have to learn to stand on your own as well.
Recently divorced, 2 small kids.
Oh my gosh, nobody else in the history of time has ever gone through that before and survived. You're right, Anna
Zapp. He offered to help.
Oh, my gosh.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
Oh, I'm definitely on the wife's side. There's no question. This thing could develop into something 3 times in that short a period. And I'll tell you what, all of a sudden she starts looking better to him, and it's not a healthy situation. You should recommend or give her numbers to call. I think that's fine as a reference. But I do feel bad for it, but keeping it real, I think the wife is completely on point.
You smell smoke, there's often a fire. Now I want to give you a scenario, all right? The drain is clogged.
There we go. I come over. Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. I fix the clog in the drain. As we turn the water back on, it flies in the air. There's water everywhere, and now it's soaked my white T-shirt.
Okay.
You offer, as the divorcee, to throw it in the dryer for me.
While her 2-year-old is down the hall screaming for mommy and hungry and wants his chicken nuggies.
Well, you hear it one way. I hear it the other.
Brenda and Rich are good neighbors. So when their neighbor was going through a divorce, Rich reached out to her and said, listen, if you ever need any help, always call. Now, here's the problem. She has called 3 times in 2 weeks. And Brenda says, no. Now you got to tell her to stop calling.
Brenda says, this is my husband. We've got things to do over here, too. She doesn't know if it's necessarily weird, but it's become quite a bit over these last couple weeks.
He says he's just being neighborly. She's got 2 small kids. She just needs help. What do you think? Is he being taken advantage of? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side because, you know what? If she's divorced, that was someone else's problem. And now she's taking a problem for everyone else.
It's not nice. Did he just call the neighbor somebody else's problem?
Well, kind of. It isn't nice what he said. On the other hand, just think about how often you have a list to do things every single day, I'm sure, Anna. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you have a bunch of things that you would love for your husband to be doing every single day.
Yeah.
Now imagine he's across the street for 2-3 hours at a time. She said these aren't 15-minute helpouts. He's there for a couple hours? That's weird.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
I am on the wife's side. I feel that, you know, you recently divorced woman, I understand that, but isn't there any family members that she can call to help her out in this situation?
There has to be somebody somewhere. And if you make yourself too available, that's going to take up a lot of your time. Like, she has to know that she can't call him for everything.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side with a caveat. I think that the next time she calls, she should go over and say, listen, I've got my husband busy on something. Let's see how I can help. And have her help her learn how to stand on her own.
Oh, that's a good twist. Look at you. You're playing chess, not checkers. Nice job.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Brenda, our audience agreed with you this morning. It's a lot. Being called over three times in a matter of 3 weeks to help out with these small things. Maybe, Rich, next time you can just gently say, hey, listen, maybe this would be better for a handyman to handle.
Okay, fair enough. I can agree with that.
Right. When she asks you to remodel the kitchen and get rid of any trace of her ex-husband, it's probably above your pay grade anyways. I'm not doing sheetrock, lady. Brenda, that's got to make you feel a little bit better. You're obviously heard by the audience.
Yeah, I feel a little less crazy because I was feeling crazy the last few weeks. Like, am I being too extra about this? She's a lovely woman, but I just want to nip it in the bud before it gets to be too much.
Intuition is intuition.
Yeah. If you have a problem too, send an email, couplescorp@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Good morning, Ron. What's up, Raven?
What's up, Ron? Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, vamos, vamos.
All right, good luck, Ron.
All right, Ron, we got $700 on the line. I'm going to ask you five questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. Raven's out in the hallway. He can't hear us. That door closed. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to play?
10-4.
All right. Number one, the album called Control was released 35 years ago and just hit number one on Billboard's top R&B album chart after the artist has recently been in the news. Who is the singer?
Is that Janet Jackson?
Number two, a British automaker just announced that the lineup of one of its brands would consist only of electric cars starting in 2025. What brand is that?
The British? I'm going to say... BMWs.
Number three, Netflix is developing a live-action series about Wednesday Addams from the Addams Family. Tim Burton is on board as a producer and director. What's Wednesday's dad's name on the show?
Gomez.
Number four, The Masked Dancer season finale was last night. It's hosted by Craig Robinson. Craig Robinson is famous for playing Daryl on what TV show?
Different Strokes.
Okay. Number five, today is National Wine Day. The wine brand Yellowtail features what animal on all their bottles?
Is that a kangaroo?
Let me bring Raven back in. Not bad, Ron.
Yo.
Ron got 3 out of 5.
Not too bad, Ron. Let's see how I do.
Number one, the album called Control was released 35 years ago, but just hit number one on Billboard's top R&B album chart after the artist had recently been in the news.
Yes.
Who is the artist?
That's Janet Jackson.
Yes.
Come on.
Number two, a British automaker just announced that the lineup of one of its brands would consist only of electric cars starting in 2025. Mm-hmm. What brand is that?
It's Jaguar. My cousin works there.
Yes.
He's a designer for them.
Really?
Yep. That's cool. England. Isn't that amazing? I know somebody who's English.
Number three, Netflix is developing a live action series about Wednesday Addams from the Addams Family. Tim Burton is on board as a producer and director.
He's weird.
What's Wednesday's dad's name on the show?
Her dad's name is Gomez.
That's right. Number four, The Masked Dancer season finale was last night. No spoilers. I'm not going to tell you who won.
Oh, boy.
It's hosted by Craig Robinson, who is famous for playing Daryl on what TV show?
He's from The Office.
Yes. And number five, today is National Wine Day. The wine brand Yellowtail features what animal on their bottles?
That's a kangaroo. That's easy.
I didn't think you'd know that because you
don't
drink wine.
My wife drinks mags of that stuff. Come on.
I'm sorry, Ron. He beat
five
you
five to three
this morning. That does get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
I can't beat Raven. I just can't beat Raven.
Well, thanks for trying, Ron. Hold on.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, buddy.
All right, we throw another $100 in the jackpot. Tomorrow morning, same time, up to $800.